This is Victor Novak, the brewmaster for Golden Road Brewing. When I want to tap the very best in food news, I catch the SoCal Restaurant Show. Let's go Halos!
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos follow us today. They're up in Oakland playing a doubleheader. Boy, that is a long day. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that enhances what we do here on Saturday mornings. Website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And just to help you along, if you either go to our Facebook or Instagram feed right now, you will see some imagery of these delicious protein snack bars that we are about to talk about from Unite Food, and some incredible flavors like peanut butter and jelly, Mexican hot chocolate, and of course, churro. So it'll give you an idea of what we're doing. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. In my continuing series about independent entrepreneurial food companies that I ran across, tried their product, and really liked at the recent Natural Products Expo West at the Anaheim Convention Center. I did run across a very inspiring minority female entrepreneur that looked at the snack bars, the protein bars that you see in different places in the supermarkets, and said, you know, something's missing here, and I think I can do better. So, to tell us all about that is the founder of Unite Food, and it is a pleasure to welcome Clara Pei to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Clara, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Clara, believe me, the product you do is very deserving of more notoriety, and I know you are in some very big accounts and are going to be going into more as time goes on, but this was the first time I stumbled across you, so it definitely is a discovery for me. Clara, just to help our audience a little bit, what exactly is a protein snack bar?
So a protein snack bar to me is a snack that actually does two things. One, it has to taste really great. And two, it has to keep you really full. Now, a lot of the protein snack bars your audience might have tried in the past are super chalky or dense or, you know, just they have these weird aftertastes. And the reason for that is most of them are made with protein powders and blends. And so then they end up tasting kind of artificial and not like real food. And so what, you know, the Unite protein bars are a little bit different than that, in that our first ingredients are like almond butter or peanut butter. They're real food like dates and hemp seeds, kind of blended together. If you, you know, have the time to make protein bars in your kitchen, that's pretty much what it would be.
As you say, Clara, the key thing is they really have to taste wonderful. And some of these protein bars are kind of difficult to negotiate, Clara, because, you know, you got to keep them in the refrigerator. They have a very short shelf life. I mean, boy, you know, let's make it hard for the consumer, right?
You know, that's so funny. As a lot of protein bars use, you know, being vegan or plant-based is a really popular trend right now. People ask us all the time, why are ours not vegan? And really, because the only protein that really is can formulate well in a bar is pea protein. But you know what pea protein tastes like? It tastes like peas. So then you have to add all this sugar and all this other stuff that we don't want to do to our bars. So we say, hey, let's just go back to basics. It's not going to ever be bad for you to have some almond butter. Yes, we have whey protein, but it's super delicious and healthy for you.
Well, no, you know, Clara, you got to keep true to your mission, and you have a very, you know, specific mission. You are gluten-free, no artificial sweeteners, and, you know, as you mentioned before, but we can mention it again, you know, some of those delicious nut butters that you use in the bar, you know, they really make it. Clara, let's go back a little bit. Do you have a background in the food business? How did you embark on this great adventure with the protein bars? Because, boy, this is a difficult segment. It's now dominated by some, you know, very large companies that have incredible resources. You didn't have a hill to climb with this. You had a mountain.
You know, and it's funny, a lot of people say that, you know, being naive is actually an advantage in the beginning. That couldn't be more true than for me. You know, I do not have a background in food other than, you know, delicious meals I like to make for my family in my own kitchen. I come from the plumbing industry. Don't fall off of your chair, but I ran a plumbing manufacturing company for 17 years.
Wow.
And that was my experience. Yeah, it has nothing to do with food. You know, sold toilet bowls and toilet seats and hard, rough plumbing. And so that was kind of the business that I was in before this. But, it, you know, this product evolved out of my own personal need. And the first prototypes were literally made in my kitchen from ingredients that I thought should go in protein bars. But I just went to the supermarket and bought and just started playing around in my Cuisinart. So I did not have any background in food. But I believed in myself and I believed that that this was really something, and a very important mission to me, and that something was missing. And it, that something was really welcoming more people into wellness.
Expand on that a little bit, because again, Unite is, you know, based on a philosophy really before you started putting together the product. You know, talk about your goals and objectives and this idea of inclusiveness, which I find fascinating.
Yeah, and so Unite is really about creating flavors that are culturally inclusive. So when I ate protein bars, and, you know, it didn't matter which brand I picked. When I went to the grocery store to buy one, they were all the same, either vanilla or chocolate or peanut butter or chocolate peanut butter, and really very narrow flavor profiles. And, you know, I was born in Africa. I was born in the Sudan. I immigrated here with my family when I was 5 years old, so I'm also an immigrant. And there's this cultural attachment to food as an immigrant where, you know, you're experiencing new flavors coming to America, but there's also your cultural heritage and the flavors of your home. And so there's always this kind of line or boundary between the food that you eat at home and the food that you eat outside the home. And in wellness, there is another hurdle in that the food has to taste good or you won't keep eating something that doesn't taste good, no matter how healthy it is for you. You know, that's like the kale example. You can only eat kale if you really love kale. And so protein bars are a really great tool to stay healthy. They're, you know, our protein bars are high fiber, high protein, low calorie, low sugar. And so if you don't have a protein bar that you can relate to or that you're interested in eating, then wellness is going to be just an extra hurdle for you. And when you look at the demographics of the U.S., and you see that half the population's from somewhere else, that's when my light bulb went off. And I said, well, where's the protein bar for the other half of the population? Where are the culturally nostalgic flavors coming from? And I didn't see anybody doing that. And I said, okay, well, I can fix this. And so luckily I have a great group of neighbors and friends who are all diverse ethnically. And so I just started testing flavors on them, and you know, they really gave me encouragement to try. And so that's kind of how it was born. And we launched in March of 2020, so we're just a little over 2 years old.
Wow. You've come a long way in 2 years. So, Clara, help us. You're creating some of these initial flavors in your kitchen. How do you go from there into getting the bars into retail, into food stores? You know, that's a journey in and of itself.
Oh, it was a huge monumental journey. So my plan was in 2020, I was going to launch at Natural Products Expo. And by then, you know, I had a factory, which is called a co-man in the food industry, to make my protein bar so that I could just make sure that they were the highest quality, super safe. And so, you know, our factory started producing them for us. And I was going to, you know, go to Natural Products Expo in Anaheim in 2020 and sell them.
Oh, my.
And, you know,
you need to explain to our listeners what happened. I mean, I think that they would understand. But and just as background before you do that, Clara, our listeners need to understand, in terms of this Natural Products Expo West, if you have a product like a new snack bar, this is the place that you want to be, because it takes up every square inch of the Anaheim Convention Center, which is huge, and spills over to a couple of the convention hotels that are adjacent to that. And anyone who is anyone in the food businesses there, including the buyers from every large supermarket chain in the United States, people like Costco, people like Walmart. Now, I'll let you jump in and talk about you're ready to go at the Natural Products Expo West in the spring of 2020.
Yeah, so that first week of March, we had our booth set up, and it was ready to debut that very next day. And 8 hours before the show was set to start, it was called off because of COVID. And super understandable. Everyone was really panicked and scared at that point. So that means, 3,000 exhibitors who were set to debut had to go home. 60,000 attendees is what that show pulled into Anaheim.
Oh, no. I mean, it in terms of the impact of all of that, Clara, absolutely devastating. But as you said, in defense of the people that run the expo, they really didn't have a choice at that point.
They did
the right thing. So how do you know you're ready to go? This gets put on the back burner. Wow. Now what?
So picture that. No Rolodex. I know nobody in food. This was my place where I was going to meet everybody. So I went on LinkedIn, and I started seeing people talking about Natural Products Expo. And LinkedIn was a place that I had avoided prior to that because it was just a place where I would get solicited in my plumbing manufacturing.
Yeah, right.
But in natural products, there's like a really great entrepreneurial community. And the reason for that is that other brands that make food, they don't necessarily compete with you. They're complementary. So if you buy my snack bars and your crackers and his iced tea, we can all share that customer and share that basket. So it was a very welcoming natural products community. And just like this, I got a chance to go on Taste Radio with Ray Latiche. He has a very popular podcast in the food business, and he started talking about my brand and even posted about it on his personal Instagram, and that kind of gave us some traction. And then our mission was unity and inclusion and creating, seeing people who had not been seen. Our mission is to build a bigger wellness table, one where everyone has a seat. And so the press started to pick it up.
Aha.
The product was high quality and really good. All of a sudden, that June, I found myself on the cover of Food and Beverage Magazine with a two-page spread talking about how Unite is disrupting and diversity is delicious. We had no distribution, but we're on the cover. And in this magazine, it was outside of anything I could have imagined. So,
wow. Let's pause here if we can. We need to take a quick break, Clara. We'll come back and pick up the story about how Plan B launch worked for the Unite Protein snack bars. We are talking with entrepreneur Clara Pei of Unite Food, who has this wonderful line of protein snack bars with no artificial sweeteners, made with nut butters and some really delicious flavors. We're going to pick it up on the other side. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.